This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I'm trying to sound more radio. You know, you can either have a voice like, hi, I'm Dr. Dahlia. I'm late. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, who is that? Wolfman Jack? Was that Wolfman Jack? Yeah, it's like, ah. Oh, man, I love that sound. And you do. You really have to go hoarse. You are not a successful radio personality unless you start going hoarse, and I've been going hoarse, so I'm pretty happy. I mean, now all I need is the success, and I've made good on the typical stereotype. But anyway, a lot of news to talk about, obviously. You know, Trump falling in the polls, Zika vaccine, we're already seeing some results. I don't know how the hell that happened since I just reported on it yesterday. Rio Olympics kicking off. But what made headlines that I'm guilty of wanting to give some attention to is Orlando Bloom's naked photos. I usually do not open talking about a celebrity being naked, but this definitely piqued my curiosity. I think it piqued a lot of people's curiosities. Just to recap or to refresh everyone's memory, Orlando Bloom was, I believe, the star that made Lord of the Rings. Even though I love Viggo Mortensen, okay, and I just have fantasies about him all the time, Orlando Bloom, who I don't have fantasies about because he's younger than me. It's very hard for me to, you know, be attracted to somebody younger than me. I just think it's too pedophilic. So, so that's why Viggo Mortensen is the sexiest one in Lord of the Rings ever, but not the one who I think made the movie. I think it was Legolas. And Orlando Bloom blew us away, British actor, when he played Legolas. And we were like, wow. I mean, he was just, it was perfect. And then when he was in Troy, he played young Paris, and I'm a big fan, okay? And he was in Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't think that was his best role at all. I think his Legolas was phenomenal. And now, I guess, figuratively, his Legolas is getting a lot of attention in the news. Because, first, I guess he's dating Katy Perry. And I'm not really up on the whole Katy Perry, Taylor Swift. I mean, it stinks. I mean, you know, I knew everything about Michael Jackson and Prince and Sheena E. And, I don't know, Duran Duran. And, okay, you know, I knew my 80s, you know, pop band, trivia. Then when the boy bands came out, like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, I didn't even really know their names. And now here we are, and if it wasn't for the Super Bowl or some songs that I listened to on the radio, I wouldn't know who anybody is that's current. Apparently Orlando Bloom is dating her, and I guess the big news of the day is he was running around on the beach naked. And he was paddleboarding naked. She was dressed. She was in a bikini. And he was just there naked. Now, I guess what bothers me about that isn't that, you know, we have a young boy here who, I mean, he's probably not a young boy. I bet he's like in his 30s, close to 40s now. I have no idea. But what bothers me is, am I that outdated? I mean, am I that square where my wearing a bathing suit on a beach is not in vogue? I mean, are you supposed to be naked when you're out there on the beach in the water? You know, we were in St. Martin in the Caribbean, and I guess there were like two nude beaches there. I forget the name, but I think there was one that was like, I think a happy beach, and another one was, unless it was the same beach. But, I mean, I guess in Europe, you're being naked. I mean, I don't know. I've never been to Europe. But, I mean, I plan to one day go to Europe, one day, and I plan to keep my clothes on. So if this is the norm where you're supposed to be paddle boating naked, I mean, my first thought is skin cancer. Okay, I don't think any of the skin near the genitals are prepared
for any sort of, you know, that sort of UV exposure. Plus, I don't even think anything below the waist like sunscreen. I don't even know if those chemicals have even been tested down there. So, of course, my concern is he going to go to the dermatologist? And when he goes to the dermatologist, is he going to sit there in his Legolas outfit, or is he going to actually completely undress? Because now we all know, and again, I'm a doctor, so I only care about the medical part of it. You know, he has obviously exposed his body parts to some very severe UV radiation. And I just don't think Orlando Bloom, and if you're listening, I would suggest that you do this. I would suggest that you tell your dermatologist, although I'm sure they would have already found out, that there are a couple other body parts that need to be looked at. Now, one of you had asked me about melanoma on the tush and if that's from nude sunbathing. I don't believe so. I think a lot of people who have never been naked on a beach that were afflicted with melanoma in their under regions, that's just a melanoma cell going rogue. But it does make you wonder. I mean, are you going to expose, you know, I don't ever want to get skin cancer, but I think I could handle it a lot better if it's on my arm, you know, so I could show everybody, I could see it, you know, I don't mind people working on it. I don't think I could handle anything near the perineum. So school me. If being naked now out on the beach and frolicking and surfboarding and water skiing and Olympic swimming and rowing and body surfing are all supposed to be done naked, then call me old or old fashioned, because personally, not going to happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, we are hearing some striking results from the new Zika vaccine. We have some bad news in regards to Zika, where we have two babies born in California with microcephaly and Zika-related birth defects. These two babies that were born in California, the moms were afflicted with Zika from traveling. So we do not feel that there is any endemic passing of Zika through mosquitoes in California. But what's obviously apparent is we're starting to see now in multiple states babies being born with microcephaly, and we are starting to see a population of people with Zika in the blood. So if mosquitoes do try to hang out, they will affect us. By the way, some quick news on that. One thing California is doing is infecting Zika mosquitoes with a bacteria, releasing them to mate such that when the babies are born, they die. So California is trying to work on something. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so how do you know if you are just ripe for a divorce? And if you are just moving towards that direction, I have to admit, I think about that a lot. I love my husband, you know, but this is a very interesting survey or a test we could all take, a quiz. If our job is increasing our chances of getting a divorce. Now, many of you know I'm a workaholic. Okay, I don't really have any psychological diagnosis that has been made official, but if I could diagnose myself, I'm a workaholic. And I love what I do, but I have three huge
campaigns that I'm doing within the next 5-6 weeks. One is for teachers, as we're doing tools for teachers to collect school supplies for teachers and to help get them some goodies and show them love. So we're doing a citywide Tools for Teachers campaign in Las Vegas. So for those of you who can live in Las Vegas that could donate some school supplies for our teachers, please do, so they don't have to pay for school supplies out of their own money. Number two is the National Blood Donation Week. By the way, Governor Rick Snyder from Michigan has declared September 6th Michigan Blood Donation Day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have multiple states on board with this, joining Rhode Island and Mississippi and Oklahoma and Nevada and did I say Rhode Island? Did I say anyway? But the list just grows. So organizing all 50 states has been a task. And then I love my brother Jerry Doyle, who has passed, and we're organizing a tribute. So I've been pretty busy, and I've been worried that I am neglecting my husband. On top of all that, I'm an assistant professor at Toro University. I'm also doing full-time national radio, and so something's got to give. Now, what usually starts to give when you seem to get, I don't want to use the word overwhelmed, because I'm not overwhelmed. I mean, I got this. But when you become entrenched in your work, what starts to give? Your family. So I saw this quiz, and I thought we should all take it all together. This was created by relationship expert Golga Levankuka. And she shares 10 signs that your job could be increasing your chances for divorce. So let's take a look. Let's do our quiz and see if we're doomed. Number one, your partner gets agitated with the fact that you spend long hours at work. As your job is important to you, you can be unwilling and often unable to deal with your partner's attitude, leading you to spend even more time at work. Okay, see, Corey doesn't seem agitated. In fact, he seems relieved when I have to leave the house. Or he seems relieved that I'm not bugging him. You know, one thing, Corey's very smart. My husband is one of the most brilliant men. He realized that when I'm busy, I bug him less. So, actually, I'd say no. That's a plus. I don't think he's agitated at all. In fact, I think he wants me to work more. Number two, during a weekend getaway together, you open up about your troubles at work, but your partner responds by saying, can we talk about something else? Okay, yeah. Corey does that. Corey will say, can we talk about something else? But not when it has to do with work. Okay, if it has to do with my mother or his family or stress at, well, when I owned my private practice, then yes. So, yeah, he would. But now when I talk to him about my day and the students and the, no. So, okay, good. Maybe I am saving my marriage by being a professor. This is wonderful. Radio, I don't talk to him about. You know, because I get all mad if, you know, he didn't listen to my show that day. And so, you know, we just don't even go there. Okay, when your partner no longer believes in your excuses. Last year you promised that this year you'd take your vacation, and then despite promises, okay, so he no longer believes in my excuses. I don't make an excuse. I mean, he knows everything that's going on. So, okay, so far so good. Whew, my husband's not divorcing me. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Your partner tells you that it seems that your job is more important than your relationship. You know, I don't know. I worry about this. I worry that Corey is going to think that, you know, I'm, you know, spending too much time on that and not on him. But like I told you, my spending time on my husband is not fun. Okay? I mean, in fact, he would prefer my not spending time with him. So I think we're still good. Your partner made other plans for the evening, assuming you'll be home late from work. Yes, that has happened. That has happened, but usually he waits for me because he knows I'm going to accuse him of cheating. If he makes plans and he says he's going out with Bob, I'm going to think that's code for Bob Athena. I don't know what kind of a woman, okay, you know. Okay, the Bob equivalent of a woman. And so he rarely makes other plans because he knows I'll, you know, pull out a sledgehammer, you know, Louisville sent to all headlights. Okay, yeah, so he knows I would take a Louisville slugger. I take a Louisville slugger to all headlights, so he knows that, right? Slash a hole in all four tires, so maybe next time you think before he cheats. So that won't happen there. Next, you start flirting with a colleague as you feel as though you are not getting enough attention from your partner. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Do not flirt with your colleagues. I mean, I know a lot of you guys think that I hit on Tom a lot, but I haven't flirted. You've never seen me flirt. Okay. My flirting is, it's embarrassing. Okay. And you guys will probably see it if we could ever get, let's say, Michael Fassbender, you know, to call into the show. And, you know, I sound like a bumbling idiot. I mean, as opposed to the intellectual academic that I sound every day. I make more jokes. I giggle more. My voice goes higher. So, like, for example, if there was an interview with Michael Fassbender, he's like, yeah, you know, Dr. Dolly, I do listen to your show. Really? Really? I really listen to my show. Okay, that's how that would sound. So, now, you've never heard that, okay? Next, you are planning vacations with your colleagues, but you're not planning vacations with your husband or wife. Okay, yeah, that's a problem. Okay, you guys are screwed if that happens, because you're supposed to spend time. You gotta spend time with your, yeah. No, I don't know. Tom has never asked me if I wanted to go on vacation with him. I think he's too smart to do that. But I gotta tell you, come to think of it, if the guys at GCN, Ty, what is it, Harmon? Yeah, John Harmon, Ted Anderson.
Ben.
And who else?
Ben and Manny and Scott and...
Yeah. I mean, where would we go? I mean, you guys wouldn't be nude on a beach, would you? Because I couldn't go there.
Well, I mean, if I had the option, I would be, but that's just me personally. But I think we would go get burritos. That's exactly...
Hey, that's a vacation for me because I never get lunch.
Dude, I'm telling you, the burrito place that I'm trying to get everybody to go to is fantastic. And I would air them or talk about them more with name if I felt comfortable doing it. I don't know. They're off Lake Street in Minneapolis. They're amazing. Go there. They're like gigantic burritos, like a foot and a half long. Mm. Amazing. Amazing.
Okay, yeah, so then, you know what? I could totally see myself want to go on vacation, you know, go out to Minneapolis and do that and not bring Corey. I could see myself doing that.
I whenever I go on vacation, I just stay in Minneapolis, or at least I try to. I went to the Black Hills last time, but that is kind of more like it's family. It's not the same.
No, a Minneapolis vacation. I mean, we could make a movie out of that, too.
Yeah. Oh, National Lampoons.
Keep your clothes on so it could be a PG-13, okay?
I'll try. I have a really hard time keeping my shirt on.
Yeah, I know. Me too. But that's, yeah. All right, but we'll talk about that later. Okay, so next, you are avoiding being at home by spending more time at work. Oh, no, I can't wait to get home. I mean, I am scratching at the highway to get home, so that's not me. Next, we're taking a quiz. By the way, to recap, we are taking a quiz on if we are... at risk of losing our marriage due to our job. Next, I know some of you are like, well, Dahlia, you're about to lose your listeners as a result. Yeah, that I know. I know. You guys, my listeners have been casualties the whole time. I've been losing listeners since I started radio, all right? That's just, yeah. You're having a work function and considering not bringing your partner along. You're either embarrassed of your partner or you're on a break and you want to be free and available. No, I would never not bring Corey. Corey makes me look good. And again, the work functions I go to, you know, a lot of them, like tonight, I'm going to be emceeing an event, the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians annual wine tasting fundraiser, and I emcee it. And I do flirt with the crowd, very much so. But my husband has to be there. I would never go without him. And then finally, it bothers you that your partner does not care about your job. Yeah, if I overbore Corey and I can't talk to him about my job, that could be a problem. You know, 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
View ProMax filter technology from ProPure removes over 200 contaminants from your drinking water, including the stuff you don't taste, smell, or see, like PFOA. ProMax is independent lab tested to NSF standards. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Ask about our free shipping special on ProMax. Don't drink just any water. Drink ProPurified water.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today, younghealth.com, or call 800-396-9024.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network again for making the show happen and Tom working the dials. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, by the way, really quickly, I was at Valley Hospital, which is a local hospital where I used to train. I actually trained at UMC Hospital in Las Vegas, Nevada. University Medical Center, and it was, I mean, that's where Tupac Shakur and Lamar Odom, and no, Lamar Odom might have been Was Lamar Odom in Sunrise or UMC? I'm not sure. But anyway, when you're a resident, you train in Las Vegas, you're in all the hospitals. And so I got to go back to one of the hospitals. I don't call the hospital my alma mater because I went to University of Nevada School of Medicine, so that's my alma mater. But I went back to the hospital. And remember I told you guys about a kitchen, a doctor's lounge, and having the best chicken salad ever? Yeah, that's the hospital. That's the Olive View in California, or somewhere. Was it somewhere? Olive View Hospital had the best tacos on Monday Taco Day. But in terms of chicken salad, that was at this Valley Hospital. So it was very, very good. Anyway, so I was there because I was lecturing to the residents. And what's so cool is Dr. Matt Carlson, who is one of my colleagues at Toro and who manages the residents over there. Dr. Kalikas, he asked me to, talk to them about public speaking and, teach him some techniques in public speaking. I know he doesn't listen to the show. So, I know when he does, he is going to be withdrawing that invitation urgently. But, so I went there and it was good. The kids did good. They're good. Nah, they're kids. But, I mean, you know, what was very, very interesting is seeing in one room medical students and residents. You know, a lot of you guys picture medical students like on Scrubs, okay, and then residents like on Scrubs. Or you picture these guys like on ER, like remember the whole George Clooney ER days. Well, I remember when George Clooney, I think, started out as a resident on ER. I forget. I believe he was a resident. He was a resident, and then all of a sudden they become attendings, and then they get jobs. And then the guy Goose, I think Goose was chief resident. Anyway, I don't remember. But and it's actually in between that, okay? So you had some of the residents and medical students pretty funny, you know, making jokes. And then you had some of them more serious, but they were like real, real people. Okay, nobody was nerdy, nobody was, I mean, these are real, real people. So I felt very, very comfortable because, you know, you pick up on that, okay? After spending hours and hours and years among medical students and medical professionals, you just, you know, wow. So the big thing they learned that I taught them was when you speak, you have to do different things with your voice. You can't just speak monotone. So if my show is, the Zika vaccine trials are now in a clinical trial phase one, and then they're going to go into phase two, you guys won't listen. Okay, so you have to use power with your voice, you know. So guys, we have vaccines making headway. I can listen, okay? And you also have to be very, very careful with your pitch. Okay? You know, the lower, more serious pitch, or the lower, it means serious. You know? So, you know, we have two babies in California born with microcephaly. Alright? But you wouldn't hear me say, guys, we got two babies. But you see, you won't hear me pitch like that. Okay? Because again, when it's solemn and when it's sad and when it's serious, you lower your voice. When it's something excitable and happy, you heighten your voice. And you raise it. You got to be careful with the speed. You know, a lot of us in medicine, I'm teaching students how to take history and physicals, where they have to get the whole history, you know, past medical history and what are the symptoms and associated with symptoms and everything from head to toe. And so a lot of times you start to see the students go pretty quickly. I did. You know, these H&Ps can take an hour to do, and many of you guys who have been in county hospitals will wonder why you're spending a whole hour with a medical student because they're sitting there trying to get your H&P. And so with me, I was too busy, and I didn't like to do anything slow. So I would be like, okay, abdominal pain, where's the radio, oh, it goes to the right, any diarrhea, oh, you got the constipation, okay, constipation, you have diabetes, you got diabetes, here, diabetes. Okay, and so unfortunately, you know, by the time I got done with the patient, they bought a horse. But you have to be very careful with your speed. And you could use speed as an effective speaking tool. Now, I teach public speaking. I really do. So, I know some of you guys are like, okay, really? Yeah, take notes. So, let's say I'm talking about Zika. Okay? And I want to slow down what I want to say when it's solemn and when it's serious. But if I want to entice you to listen and make a transition with me, I'll speed up. So so we have a Zika vaccine in the works, and we should have had it sooner, but we have a Zika vaccine in the works. So you see, you know, I'm able to transition to different points, get different points across because I changed the speed. So, yeah. Now, yes, we should have been working on the Zika vaccine a long time ago. Didn't happen. But you see, there's some speed. But one of the most crucial tools, one of the meatiest tools you could use in public speaking is the pause. And we've talked about this. Okay? So if I think you guys aren't listening, I will pause. Or if I really have to make a point, okay? Like, let's talk about Michael Fassbender. Michael Fassbender, to me, is one of the most handsome, brilliantly looking individuals. Okay, you see, you held on to every word because you want to know what I was going to say about Michael Fassbender. Don't shut off the radio. Don't shut off the radio. Keep buzzing. So pause is important. In fact, one of the students wasn't listening yesterday, and I just paused for about a good 10 seconds until finally they looked again. So pause is very, very important. So I paused a lot. You know, Tom was talking to me about his burritos that they're about to eat, and he said, you know, these are about a foot and a half. And then, or, you know, a foot and a half, and then you just stop so you could imagine the burrito. A big problem I'm seeing in movies these days and TV shows is there's no pause. We've talked about this. You know, if you look at some other movies, you know, there would be a joke that had, like, just watch an old Archie Bunker. They have a lot of pause so you could laugh and you could soak in the scene and you could soak in the joke. Doesn't seem to happen anymore. You know, like Ted 2. Ted 2 loved the movie, but they didn't give enough pause for us to soak in the jokes. Very, very important. All right, and then you want to be poised. You want to show poise. Okay? I can't teach that. You got to develop it. So it's your confidence. It's your manner. It's your demeanor. They're well poised. You know, I see some people on Fox News and CNN. Some of them don't have poise. Some of them do. So, you know, poise is pretty important. But what I made the students do as an exercise is you have, let's say, a mom that brings her baby in and doesn't want to vaccinate the child. She goes, look at my baby. He's so cute. And you want me to put 5 or 6 injections into his baby leg. Why would I do that to a perfectly healthy boy? I understand about vaccines, but you want me to inject that leg with 5 foreign substances? Now, you as a doctor have to decide, okay, am I pro-vaccine? Am I against vaccine? And you have to decide what's good for the baby because you're the baby's advocate as well as the mom, and you have to judge what's good for, you know, the environment, you know, for public health. So you want this child vaccinated. So I taught the kids how to engage mom by agreeing with her that the baby's cute. I'm like, you are so right. And look at that leg. Oh my gosh, that little leg is so cute. And so I made the kids practice saying, it's so cute. And they did. Now one did it. He was like, cute. I'm like, no, not cute. No, it's cute. Okay, and so I made them practice that. Okay, I don't know if they're ever going to invite me back to speak. But you see how when you say, little baby kid, you see when you go up with a voice, it means something. And so, you know, how would you convince a mother? You know, you want to understand their fears. So we've talked about vaccines before. What are your fears? Is there any misinformation? All right, why are you concerned? Let's find a way to make sure that we keep baby healthy, make sure baby gets the proper vaccinations he needs, but we could also address your concerns. And it's, you know, but don't forget to look at that little baby thigh. That little tiny baby who's got the cutest little tummy, the cutest little tushy, you get in the lake, and you go, look at the baby, so cute! And that's what you do in public speaking. This is why I don't get hired to public speak very often. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to talk about Zika.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Three Zika vaccines have shown effectiveness in monkeys. Now, don't get confused with what we talked about the other day.
where we are already moving forward with some human trials with Zika. These are trials that were being done in monkeys, okay? So even though I started to bark that it's only been 24 hours, it's a completely different study. They say in another key step towards a welcome or a vaccine against the Zika virus, scientists have found that three different experimental vaccines, so not just one, three, are safe and effective in monkeys. Now, human trials on these vaccines have not yet begun, but experts said the results in monkeys are a huge step in developing a vaccine against a mosquito-borne virus. Remember we talked about the preclinical development and the clinical development and the phases of the clinical trials, all right? So that's this is where we are. So this is a part of the preclinical development, and then when we go into the clinical development, we're testing them on humans. Small sample size with not the target group in phase one, and then in your phase two is when you expand it out. So very interesting stuff. Expensive, though. Non-human primates, they say, are the best model we have for gauging whether a vaccine could be safe and effective for people. They say this gives us substantial optimism moving into human trials. The findings were published online August 4th in the journal Science. They say other vaccine research is also showing promise, and it is a race. Just like with Ebola, it is a race to get the first vaccine out there and to be the one that makes the sales. We have to. I mean, it's expensive. You're going through all these clinical trials and all this testing and all this development, and you don't make a dime until you sell the vaccine. So, on Wednesday, U.S. health officials announced that a potential vaccine for the Zika virus has entered early clinical trials to assess its safety in humans. That's the vaccine I talked to you about. And then the DNA-based vaccine contains genetic pieces of Zika virus that are designed to, in turn, trigger an immune response. We talked about that. We're going to have 80 healthy volunteers receiving doses of that vaccine, different schedules, and they're going to be watched over a 44-week period. So all these vaccine reports are coming out at a very, very good time. We are being told that the earliest we'll see a vaccine could be early 2017. Now, I mean, we're in August, so 5 months, that's being overly optimistic to think that we could be looking at a vaccine in possibly 5-6 months. But hopefully they really move their tushies and they get this done. Worldwide, most Zika cases have occurred in Latin America and Brazil, and we are watching in awe as America is going to shatter records, of course, at the Rio Olympics, but we're also nervous about everybody coming back with possibly Zika in their blood. And then we got some mosquitoes landing on them or people having sex with them. I'm sure if you went to the Olympics and you said, yeah, I was at the Rio Olympics, people are going to want to have sex with you. And unfortunately, then you could transmit Zika. So we are very, very concerned. They say Florida has reported the first locally transmitted cases. We talked about that. As of this week, 15 cases have been identified from mosquitoes, or that they believe are from mosquitoes. And then unfortunately, yesterday we were told that there are two women that have given birth to babies that had Zika-related microcephaly. We don't have any information about the women. All we are being told is that they had acquired it from travel to countries with outbreaks of the illness. So right now, officials would not release any more information about the women or their babies. According to Dr. Karen Smith, director of the California Department of Public Health, this is a sobering reminder for Californians that Zika can cause serious harm to a developing fetus. Nationwide, 13 babies had been born with Zika-related birth defects as of July 21, according to the CDC. So, we got 1,600 people right now in the United States that have become infected with Zika. So, again, the majority of them were from travel. 15, we believe, were from sex, possibly more. 114 travel-related infections in California, most with the L.A. County, and 24 in San Diego with 23. So, I mean, we have our work cut out for us. We have a long road ahead. And, many people have asked, well, wait a second. You know, if Zika's been around since the 40s and 50s, what has been the incidence of the microcephaly? Well, you know, we can't give anybody a straight answer on that, because a lot of the research we're doing right now is backtracking. So when we have cases of babies born with microcephaly, we're trying to figure out, and it actually could be easy if the antibodies are there. We're trying to go back and figure out if mom or baby were exposed to Zika. Now, if we find out that many of the tissue samples, if they could test it, had Zika, I mean, I'm not sure what work is going on and who's funding that, but I am hoping, and I'm assuming this is what everybody is doing, is any baby that had died from microcephaly or any abnormal neurological deficit, if the child is still alive or if the mom is still alive, take samples to see if there's antibodies to Zika. Now, the problem with data such as that is if many of us, I mean, I got bit by, I don't know, 15 different mosquitoes, you know, when I went on vacation this summer. So, that doesn't mean I got Zika. Or that doesn't mean that if I did miscarry or I had a baby born with birth defects, that it was Zika caused. And so that's why we have to be very, very careful with that. You know, we're not just randomly testing everybody. Okay, for all I know, I could have been exposed to Zika. I could have had Zika and had no idea because I had no symptoms. 80% of people don't have symptoms. So you can't necessarily look at some tissue or look at a mom and go, wow, you have Zika antibodies, so it must have been Zika. Unfortunately, you can't say that because thousands of things could cause these birth defects. But if we did have tissue samples from the baby, and they, found recent infection and very opulent infection, very rampant infection with Zika, that could then signify there was a Zika leak. So we would have to go back. Now, why wasn't this done in the past? Well, because we never had thousands of cases like Brazil did. Okay, I mean, what I think Colombia had 100,000 people affected with Zika. Okay, so we didn't look for it. We never had these. Now not 100,000 babies, but 100,000 people affected. So, when we don't have an epidemic, we don't necessarily go through the full court press in terms of testing. But it would be very, very interesting to go back and see, which is what they're doing. I don't know if they're doing it in America, but they're definitely doing it in other countries. So we'll keep you posted on that. As for you or I get asked this. In fact, I was on John and Jillian's show on KABC yesterday. You know, who's at risk? What does this mean for us when we hear babies being born with microcephaly? Well, it doesn't mean you're excluded from this. You are very much a part of this. You could cause a baby to get microcephaly if you got exposed to Zika without knowing it and you had sex with somebody and that person eventually gets pregnant, whether with you or somebody else. You giving them Zika through sex, very dangerous. Or you just standing outside doing your lawn and a mosquito landing on you and going to somebody else. So we don't want anybody having Zika. So when they talk about vaccine target populations, we're going to at first target women of childbearing years and possibly pregnant women. So we're, making sure that the vaccine is effective first and safe. So we're going to target those populations, okay? But then, because there are neurological sequelae that can happen in healthy males and other populations, then we would start looking at, well, maybe we just give everybody the Zika vaccine so that they can't transmit it through sex. And it would help such that if a female's vaccine didn't take, if you were vaccinated and had sex with her, we just can't rely on one population being vaccinated and protected. We have to make sure somebody's not injecting it into a person. So we got a lot of work to do. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.